This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a historic week.
And the Senate should be able to debate these bills on the Senate floor.
The state budget has to be balanced and submitted to the governor by May 10th.
The next phase of the budget process started this week when Missouri senators were set to create their own version of the state's next spending blueprint. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe, who serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, says every piece of the total budget is important.
To be included within the budget included the specialized treatment for veterans and first responders who are suffering from PTSD.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says the fiscal year 2025 budget is tied to Senate Bill 748.
Also connected to the budget debate is the Senate has not had any conversation or debate on the floor regarding the federal reimbursement allowance.
I filed the bill this year without a sunset. Really hard to balance a budget without knowing if you have $4.5 billion in it.
Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He brought Senate Bill 748, which he sponsors, to the floor of the Missouri Senate on Tuesday evening.
I think the last year that we did it, we put a 3-year sunset on it. We ended up having to do that during a special session because, like I said, it makes up about a third of our Medicaid budget, and we have to get it done.
After lengthy discussion, Senate Bill 748 received preliminary Missouri Senate approval early Thursday morning. This measure still needs another positive vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for consideration. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says the $4.5 billion connected to the FRA remains the unknown.
Well, just get it out and deal with it later. Well, that's really kind of not the process, right? So assuming the FRA will pass, if you change it, you'll have to change it on the floor with the committee sub, which circumvents the entire committee process.
There's always a path for everything until May.
We'll deal with that when it happens.
There are other factors involved in getting the budget passed. Some Missouri senators want to see Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83 sent to the governor immediately. This resolution, upon voter approval, would modify provisions relating to constitutional amendments. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Broughton of Columbia says this is more commonly known as IP, or initiative petition, reform.
Some of this stuff always depends on timing. I don't know when they plan to send that over. I'm not going to speculate as to what's possible or not until we see what's in it. We'll take it as it comes.
Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis is among those who oppose this plan. However, he says if it has to be done, it needs to be done a certain way.
I expect we want to have this to be a clean IP bill and not try to confuse the voters.
Missouri senators expect to take up this resolution on Monday.
Traditionally, the budget starts in the House and then it moves over to the Senate.
To stop from passing a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood.
Passing the next budget also hinges on the governor signing House Bill 2634. This measure seeks to modify provisions relating to public funding of abortion facilities and affiliates and provisions relating to Missouri Health Net providers and was sent to the governor for his consideration last month. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis is among the Missouri senators who opposes this idea.
This harmful legislation only serves to make it more difficult for women to have access to critical health needs like birth control, STI checks, and cancer screenings.
Each line item in the budget is for the benefit of people throughout our state. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville is vice chair of the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee.
This year, I'll have some focus on bringing back money for the 139th Airlift Wing in St. Joseph, which is the airlift wing for the Air National Guard in Missouri.
By law, the budget has to be delivered to the executive branch no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 10th.
No further business coming before the body. I mean, it's a Senate.
There are 2 weeks left in session, which will resume on Monday.
P.m.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.